Growing up in Katherine, rapper Birds felt like having goals other than the one on the football field was almost frowned upon. His new EP, Place of Dreams, lyrically challenges that way of thinking that we can only do one thing. Birds, also known as Nathan Bird, spoke to Rudy Bremer about how he's mixing his past and his future into his music. And he begins by explaining how the local hip-hop scene is changing.
I think at the moment, the hip-hop scene's really exciting. You know, for me, I guess, you know, being a part of a movement like Bad Apples and having, you know, strong black representation there is a beautiful thing. And also just, you know, there's so many different stories now and it's pretty diverse, I feel, the scene at the moment. And it's come a long way from what it used to be. Yeah, I feel, you know, pretty blessed to be a part of it and be surrounded by the talent that I am, yeah. So I got like an EP that I released through my cousin's label, pretty old now. But yeah, and I released my debut album in 2017 via Bad Apples Music. And so this is like technically my third project, yeah.
I guess like what has changed for you over the years? Like,
I think just, you know, my music's really based on who I am and my story, I guess, and the things that I go through. I find it hard to sort of rap for rap's sake, you know. I still, even if I'm doing the typical sort of braggadocio rap, I sort of have to have some sort of message in there or flip it somehow. And I guess it's really just about, you know, what I'm going through now. And that's in that particular moment, that's sort of what the music represents. And I think this project, Place of Dreams, is really, it still has a lot of my beginnings in it, but I think it's more and more, it's sort of looking forward and to the future and thinking about legacy and thinking about my family and those kind of things, yeah.
What is it about hip hop that kind of got you excited about music and wanting to create your own?
Yeah, I think like I just always been a fan of, I guess like really into like black American music and, you know, being exposed to like Michael Jackson music early on and then, you know, sort of like, I guess, moving into R&B and then, you know, Ice Cube and Snoop and artists like that and Tupac, of course, is, you know, I guess like my all-time favorite artist. And just, I guess, the platform that hip-hop provided to be able to just, you know, share your story uncensored and unfiltered and represent for your community, you know, and paint a picture of how it really is. I think hip-hop is really, I guess, unique in that way.
I also, look, you're wearing the Place of Dreams t-shirt and I can't help but want to know about the imagery involved. First off, I might get you to describe it because this is radio.
Yeah, sure. By the way, I am wearing my own merch. But
if you're not in for yourself.
That's it. You got to believe in yourself first. Yeah. Yeah, well, I guess it's like the concept is, I guess, inspired by the sort of, I guess, tokenistic sort of kitsch, I guess, souvenir stuff that they sort of push to represent a token Australia. So, yeah, I kind of like wanted to flip that. And so I got the design is the map of Australia and then these different images sort of placed on top of it. So it's sort of like a juxtaposition of like this sort of light, airy fairy sort of flippant illustration mixed with like harsh realities. A mother and a child and, you know, a politician standing on a sign that says sorry and she's trying to protect her child. And Adam Goods, you know, throwing an imaginary spear. And yeah, and images representing death in custody and police brutality. You know, I guess sort of showing that that ignorance towards the realities of what's happening, you know, and still happening here. You know, I guess the concept of Place of Dreams is really about growing up in a small town in the Northern Territory and always feeling like there was, I guess, limitations placed on, you know, in my experience and especially, you know, Indigenous peoples, what dreams and goals and things that we can aspire to. And I think as a kid, I was always, you know, told, you know, go off and play sport because that's, you know, that's what black fellas are good at. And it was really like, I wasn't never really encouraged to pursue like studies or academics, you know, outside of my family, of course. I was the first to go to university in my family and, you know, never really, yeah, sort of exposed or encouraged to really reach for things, you know, outside of sports. And so Place of Dreams is just really about standing up against those limitations and, you know, breaking down those barriers and letting young people know, especially, that it's okay to want more. And it's, you know, we definitely have it in us to achieve that and to reach and achieve those heights.
By my father and try to do the right thing by my mother and try to do the right thing by my sister and try to give my all even with empty hands. So when they try to kill my spirit and dim my shine, when they try to kill my pride but I'm a lion in the fight, what's wrong and what's right, these lies I fight. It's like I'm dreaming.
For the title track, it features Eka Vandal and Trials produced it.
Yeah.
Like, how does the collaborative process on your tracks work for you?
Yeah, I think it always really starts with the music for me. You know, I get really inspired by the beat or the music. And so I've been working closely with Trials for the last year or so now. And just sort of been going back and forth on ideas and him sending me beats, or if we're in the same city, we get in the studio and we go through a bunch of beats and we come up with a few reference ideas. And, you know, I might just sit there and sing or harmonize a few like hook ideas, and then we come back to it later. Like, I might go away and then, you know, write the verses and then go, oh, that idea that we had for the hook, we should get so-and-so, or try to get this person on it. And that's kind of what happened with the title track, Place of Dreams. Both of us just big fans of Eka, and I think she's amazing. Like, she's just, you know, next level. Same with, like, the Black Child with Mojo. That's kind of how I prefer to work, you know, sort of build a relationship and a rapport with somebody and then...
Actually, yeah, looking at the list of tracks on Place of Dreams, like, you've got some amazing collaborations that have happened. So Mojo Juju on Black Child, Serena features on Stars, and I guess, like, what are kind of some favorite elements that these people are bringing to the table for you?
I think, you know, collaboration was such a big part of this project, and for me it was like a new experience as well, because I'm so used to doing it all by myself. And I think, yeah, it was just really dope to, you know, of course, work with Serena again, who I think is just an amazing songwriter. And, you know, I think we just have a good chemistry together on record. And she just brings, like, yeah, just a sort of a really sort of soulful vibe, like Mojo. And with Eka as well, it's just everybody coming together. We all sort of live in different worlds, I think, musically. And it was just really dope to be able to come together and create something that we can call our own.
Child, things are gonna get easier. Oh, my time, fly, try to make it in this world known as a black child. Oh, my, no lie, no matter what you do, you'll be known as a black child. Oh, my time, fly, try to make it in this world known as a black child. Oh, my, no lie, no matter what you do.
Can you tell me a bit about Black Child and where that track comes from for you?
I wrote Black Child probably a few days. I remember a few days after my grandmother's funeral, I visited Trials in Adelaide and he showed me a bunch of beats, and I heard that beat that for Black Child and I was like, oh, I need that straight away. And so he gave me a stack of beats, including that one. And then the next day I flew home to Melbourne and went straight to the studio and probably wrote it in about 45 minutes, I think. My parts anyway. And then, yeah, I guess I just had a lot to get off my chest and to express. And I think that's what hip hop's always been for me. And it's just a really a reflection of that time, I guess. You know, I didn't really know my grandmother due to, you know, history and forced removal of children and my dad being a member of Stolen Generations. So, yeah, the relationship there was kind of, I guess, lacking. And but just sort of reflecting on what it felt like, you know, saying goodbye to her and being surrounded by a bunch of family that I haven't seen in for so long. And just that, I guess, the power and the love, that family love that you get, you know, when you get together. And so I think that's where, I guess, the message of empowerment and that sort of hopeful momentum in the track comes from. And that's, I think, something that I really, you know, I guess, hope that sort of translates when people listen to it.
Something that kind of struck me while I was listening to it was Mojo sings, you know, things are going to get easier. And the more I thought about it, the more I was like, well, yeah, hopefully, in theory, things are getting easier for us for each generation, and the things that our grandparents had to suffer through are not the same things that our parents had to suffer through, and they're not the same things that we are.
Yeah, right. Now, that's an interesting point. I think, you know, I think definitely in some cases that it is, I guess, for lack of a better word, getting maybe a little bit easier for future generations. For others, maybe not so much. You know, the cycle's still repeating. The system is still failing us. But I think, you know, with the song, and for me personally, it was really just about how my father and his story about being removed, and but still having the strength and the determination after all he's been through to stand up and break that cycle for me, you know, I think is something that will always inspire me. And then it's just about knowing that and being aware of that as a father now myself, and wanting to pass that down to my son. And that sort of, I guess, that message of that hopeful message of it's going to get easier is that sort of relates to my responsibility as a father to instill pride in my son.
Mama always said, don't be scared, be prepared. Best to know yourself, cause this world ain't fair. Reason why we left there, same thing you see here. Always stand tall, never let them see fear. Nothing really changed, man, just a different town. You're still a black kid when it all go down. Ain't nobody telling me it's better than it was. So my nana's dead buddy and it all came up. How could I know love that I never got to touch? How could she show love? She was forced to give up her black child.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier.
Oh, my time, fly. Try to make it in this world known as a black child. Oh, my, no lie. No matter what you do, you'll be known as a black child. Oh, my time, fly. Try to make it in this world known as a black child. Oh, my, no lie. No matter what you do, eh, eh.
Ooh, child, gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
No matter what you do, you'll be known as a black child. Oh, my time, fly. Try to make it in this world known as a black child. Oh, my, no lie. No matter what you do,
that was hip-hop artist Birds speaking with Away's Rudy Bremer, and the final song you heard was Black Child. It's off his new EP, Place of Dreams, and it's produced by Bad Apples Music.